welcome back to another episode of the KKLC Morning Show.
Hey, turn it up!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Playing the hits of the 70s, 80s, and more. Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up. It is 6:04 Friday morning. And congratulations, Karen Coleo. She was the big winner in the Grand In Your Hand contest. First winner of the morning. First winner of the day.
Yeah.
Her reaction when she got the call.
Oh, my God. I don't believe it. Are you serious? What a great way to kick off a weekend.
That is like the best way to kick off a weekend.
Yeah, it is. It's awfully nice. Jeez.
And when she was asked, what are you going to do with the money?
Oh, my God. I'm going to paint the town.
She's going to paint the town.
Well, you can buy a lot of paint. You can buy a ton of paint.
When's the last time you painted the town?
I love that expression. We got to bring that one back. I love it.
You have another chance to put a grand in your hand. And Beasley Media Group Nationwide Contest. Less than 2 hours from now, 8 o'clock, we'll have another word for you.
Excellent, my friends. It is 420 today, if you didn't know.
Oh, 420.
Just get on Facebook, get on Twitter, if you didn't know. Everything's moving a little slower today, by the way. Oh, my gosh, yeah. You know what? They say that, actually, God love you, marijuana smokers, because they make love on a daily basis more often than non-marijuana smokers.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
Smoking the pot makes you want to have sex.
Yes, exactly. Well, it does, too. I mean, I'm just saying. It does. Sure.
I'm sure it does. I would think you're just too tired to do it, though.
Not necessarily, but
laid out.
It's your day, people. You know what? I don't know what to tell you. Stay hydrated and have munchies on hand. That's all. I mean, if you're going to celebrate all day long, I'm saying, make sure you stay hydrated.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez. Don't, you know, just keep the water nearby.
Especially
if you're going to celebrate and have the sex. Oh, my gosh. What a day for you.
I just remember back in high school on 420.
Yeah.
C, D, F, F, F. 3 weeks we've been talking about the Platt Amendment. What are you people? On dope?
I don't know. I was just trying to get through the day, sir.
On the dope? Oh, my God.
Weather-wise, sunshine today and right through the weekend. High today, low 80s, mid to upper 80s on Saturday, and then low 90s on Sunday.
Right,
56 now, and your first dose of some cheap, trashy, chatty, gossipy entertainment tabloid news coming up.
Oh, my gosh. He says his new girlfriend is the sexiest woman he's ever seen.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll find out who that is, plus some other stories after KC and the Sunshine Band.
What are you people? On dope?
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla Ray's Cheap, Trashy, Chatty, Gossipy Entertainment Tabloid News.
Well, the NFL schedule came out for this year, and the three teams, I have to read this for you. Three teams with the easiest schedules, Houston, Tennessee, and Cincinnati, who plays the Browns twice.
Yeah.
Teams that have the toughest schedules this coming season, Green Bay, the Saints, Cleveland Browns.
Oh.
Lions.
Wow.
So, yeah. So, poor Browns. I hope the Browns do something this year. I hope they get a couple wins under their belt.
At least one.
Something. Time Magazine revealed its annual list of the 100 most influential people. They don't rank them from 1 to 100. They lump them into categories. Leaders, icons, artists, things like that. Now, 14-year-old Millie Bobby Brown from Stranger Things is the youngest person to ever make the list. 14 years old, this kid from Stranger Things. This year's list also includes 45 women and 45 people under 40, which is the most ever in that category. It's a pretty cool list, actually. Some of the people on it, Millie Bobby Brown, Sterling from This Is Us, Sterling K. Brown.
Oh, okay.
From This Is Us. Oprah's on it, of course. Donald Trump is on it.
Most influential people.
Yes, most influential people. It's a cool list. Cool list of people. But
kid from
14
Stranger Things.
Yep.
Wow.
14 freaking years old.
Mm.
Rolling Stones, it is 420. We mentioned it earlier. Greatest weed-themed songs of all time include Because I Got High, which is kind of a cool song by Afro Man. Gin and Juice, Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
And Got to Get You Into My Life by the Beatles, Mike.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. That's a
pot song?
Apparently it is. Apparently it's a weed-themed song. I know. You have to bring that up. I gotta read into the lyrics, I guess, of that song.
I never thought about it as a pot song.
I know. And Brad Smith, apparently he's dating some MIT graduate. He called his new girlfriend the sexiest woman he has ever seen.
Aww.
And yeah, then he caught a glimpse of himself in the mirror and said, okay, the second sexiest. Get out of here. Yes, I don't know how Angelina feels about that or Jennifer Aniston, but good for him. People are saying they're kind of hot and heavy, so we'll see what happens. Don't get married, Brad. Don't get married again. Just be happy.
Yeah.
Don't get married. That is your Pay and Fleet Entertainment Report for this hour. Sponsored by Station Casinos, home of entertainment. So many stages, so many venues they've got. Why go anywhere else?
Playing the hits you love to listen to on your way to work. From the 70s, 80s, and more, 96.3 KKLZ. There's Billy Idol, White Wedding, or Rebel Yell. Sorry about that.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm so messed up. It's 420, Carla.
I know it is. That's why I'm playing a little Eminem underneath.
Actually, it's 625. Talking about those pods, I'm sorry. I went back and listened to Got to Get You Into My Life.
Yeah.
Which you said was on the list of...
It was on Rolling Stone's list of some of the best weed songs. I don't get this one either.
You tell us.
Didn't run, you didn't lie, you knew I wanted just to hold you. And had you gone, you knew in time we'd meet again, for I had told you.
So he's talking about, he's singing about a joint?
Yeah, I know.
You were meant to be near me.
Maybe the person they asked about these songs were high.
I guess we all find different meanings in songs, don't we?
Yeah, I don't hear that as... I don't hear that as a pot song.
No,
I mean,
neither do I.
That's the last thing I thought of when that came out.
Jeez.
Maybe when Earth, Wind, and Fire did it, maybe it was more...
I don't know. What about the... what was the other one? Yeah.
Gin and Juice?
Yeah.
Jeez, I freeze up for a second.
Money on my mind. Yeah, now this is...
Anybody just tuning in is going, what? Did they change? What's going on? Are Mike and Carl all hopped up on... They all hopped up on Goofers? What's going on?
That's a pot song right there.
You know, I'm thinking like, what was the Led Zeppelin going to California? I think there's some references in that. One toke over the line.
Sweet
maybe?
Jesus.
Yes. Yeah, there you go.
Hold on.
One toke over the line.
I don't think
Sweet
I have that ready
Jesus.
To go.
No, it's okay.
I mean, any song could be considered, I mean, if you think about it.
I guess if you want to, you know, really delve that deeply into Got to Get You Into My Life.
What was your song? Your pot song?
Yeah, you got a pot song.
702-739-9636. Heck, this might be one. Queen. Talking about those pot songs being 420.
Yes.
Here's the one song you were thinking about, Brewer and Shipley. This came out in 1970.
Oh, my gosh.
And I got to be honest, I don't think this has anything to do with pot.
I don't think it does either, actually.
Such a happy song.
But, yeah. It's toke. The word toke is
one
in it.
One toke over the line. Okay.
It is a happy song.
It is. Here's the other song that I don't know if it was mentioned, but the only pot song I think of, whether you talk about pot.
I'm a joker. I'm a smoker. I'm a midnight toke. Oh, heck yeah.
Steve Miller Band and The Joker.
Yeah.
Much more so than Paul McCartney's Got to Get You Into My Life.
He said, I had to look this up. He said, it's a song about a man falling in love with marijuana. He said, it's an ode to pot. Like someone would write a song about chocolate or a good wine. He said,
really?
I wrote it when I was first introduced to pot.
Wow.
And yeah, he said, and it was an ode to pot. Because he said it was really, you know, when I'd been introduced to it, I was pretty young, and it was mind expanding at the time. So that's his, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
After all these years, I never knew that.
I never knew that either. Man, we are idiots.
Yeah.
We really are.
We're so naive. We're so sheltered.
It's not about pot. It's about a woman. Stop it. Get out of here.
Valerie's on the phone. Valerie, what's up?
Hey, you guys were talking about pot songs or weed songs.
Yeah.
It's a band that's called The New Radicals, and they've had a couple hits back in the day, and they have one on the album. It's called Too High for the Supermarket, Too High for the Grocery Store. And it's called Too High for the Supermarket. And it's funny, if you pull them up on the computer and just listen to just parts of it, it's like they're buying tuna fish and Captain Crunch. And they're in the produce department. It's funny.
You know, I freaking love them. I saw them with the Outfield years ago. And they
did
were
you really?
Yeah, I did. New Radicals
were
great.
Too. Yeah,
you know a lot of their stuff, actually, Mike.
Do
yeah,
I?
Yeah, yes. You do. Yeah, that's not a super popular one, but
no.
It's the same band. But then if you can pull that up and just check it out, it's very funny.
That is too fun. All right, Valerie, thanks a lot for the call.
Okay, you got it. Have a great weekend.
Hey, by the way, give us a Go Knights Go.
Go Knights Go!
Mike, this is the band that Valerie was talking about, the New Radicals.
Yeah, this is the band I always thought was Todd Rundgren.
It sounds like Todd Rundgren a lot.
So I do know their music.
Yeah, you do. This was a huge song.
But the song she's talking about...
No, was not by this band, the New Radicals. It was by The Uninvited. It sounds like we've been smoking all morning, but we have not.
So do we have a little bit of the song she was talking about?
Yes, we do.
All right, play that.
Got the craving for some lunch, but I ain't got nothing too much.
Man.
My mind is set on just one wish, a big old sandwich, tuna fish.
Okay, I get it now.
I'm just glad we cleared everything up. 420 today, that's our salute to 420. Now, if you tell me this song is about pot, I'm going to have to call BS. This is Rod Stewart, Maggie May. Former June Fest headliner R.E.O. Speedwagon. Take it on the run. Mike and Carla Morning Show, 96.3 KKLZ, 709. By the way, June Fest?
Yes.
Back June 9th, Sunset Station Outdoor Amphitheater.
Right on.
Rick Springfield going to be headlining along with Terry Nunn Berlin. Starship with Mickey Thomas. And tickets already on sale. All the details about June Fest on our website, 96.3kklz.com.
Excellent.
Hate to bring this up on the air. I've been looking at you the last couple of days, and something just seems to be off.
Yeah.
It's like your left eyebrow, is it like, did you have something done to it?
It's gone. Half of it is gone. My freaking left...
So it's not me.
No, it's not you, and I'm not smoking the hooch. No, I went to... You know, I usually pluck my own eyebrows, and I didn't want to do it. So once in a while, I'll get waxed. I don't like the threading either, so I thought I'd go get waxed. And I don't know if she was drinking or what, but they put the little wax on, and she does a little... Whoosh, and then her face just goes... What? What? Well,
have you been coloring it in?
Yes, I got an eyebrow pencil. I got it, and then now I had to go buy a freaking pencil sharpener too, because you got to get the.
It's like half gone.
Yes, it is, Mike. Thank you.
Well,
things we do for love.
Thank God you wear glasses, because you really can't tell. But
And I've been very strategic about the glasses that I'm putting on, because I'm hoping that it grows back. I can't. It grows fast, but not fast enough now. Because I usually will do it myself. Like I say, I'll pluck, or I'll do the little, you know, the little shaver you guys have. Yeah, no. But I thought, what the heck? I'm going to go get it cleaned up. No, I have the half an eyebrow. I look like an idiot. I can't even. I'm on stage last night. I was like, oh my God, is it okay? And that's all I was thinking. Everybody's looking at me. They're all looking at me. I filled it in nicely, but.
You did?
I'll get a picture.
Okay.
Yeah. Have you ever had that? Have you ever had like a really bad haircut?
Oh, yeah.
For us, like color.
And there's nothing you can do about it because.
No.
I mean,
no.
Once they go, you hear bzzz, and
yeah,
then
like,
oops.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
There's nothing you can do about it.
My friend Monica years ago, and she has like really great brown hair.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful color of brown, and she'll get it highlighted a little bit. And years ago, somebody did it, and it was like, she wanted to go a little darker, and it was like pitch black. And she looked in the mirror, she's like, oh my God. And then that's when they start bringing the other people over. Oh no, look at it. It looks so dramatic.
All of a sudden, she's gone.
It looks great. Oh my God. And the Hank in his, you know, purple booty shorts telling you it looks fabulous. No, it looks really good. No, it looks like poop. Stop.
You know what? That's what we want to do this morning. In the next couple of minutes, if you have a chance, give us a call, 702-739-9636. Those mishaps, those hair mishaps when you go get your hair done,
I have half an eyebrow. I have half a freaking
eyebrow. It's like when you talk like that and your eyebrows go up.
Yes.
The left one kind of goes up and stops. 702-739-9636 or a waxing oops.
Oh, geez, don't. Okay, yeah.
All right. Text or call. We'd love to hear from you this morning. People texting in about their bad hair mishaps. See, Carla, you're not alone. Luckily, it wasn't your hair, though.
No, I'm not.
Just your eyebrow.
No, it wasn't my hair. Not this time. Dorian actually said, hey, Carla, before you go to bed at night, put some Vaseline or castor oil on your eyebrow to grow it back. I guess maybe that helps. I don't know. I guess that's a little fertilizer.
Where do you even find castor oil? Anyway?
I don't know, but there's such bad connotations with castor oil. Oh, my gosh. Manuela says, I went to get a haircut, and she cut my ear, and it wouldn't stop bleeding.
Oh.
She was horrified. Well, I would imagine, Manuela, didn't finish the haircut either. I looked like a lopsided poodle that's bleeding, apparently. Oh, my gosh. Pam said, hopefully they didn't charge you. They did not charge me, actually, Pam. So I got a free half an eyebrow wax.
At least 50% off.
Was nice. Oh, my gosh.
And we should remind people, this was, you went to for a wax for your eyebrows.
For my eyebrows, yeah.
But a lot of people do have these bad hair mishaps.
Yeah, if you get a little drop somewhere else, well, right. Guess what? That's coming off. Okay. Mike said, I'm military. We have color standards. I can't count the number of times someone came in Monday after having an appointment to color over the wrong color job they got over the weekend. Apparently he did this in the military. It's like salons that have some special lighting that nobody else has or something.
Like you said, unless you wear a hat or something, there's really nothing you could do about it.
No, exactly.
Michael's on the phone. Michael, what about you?
Hair was fine, but I figured I'd go get cleaned up. We were going to go take pre-wedding pictures to put in our wedding announcement.
Oh.
I go in, good, buzzing it all up, good, looking good. And then, let me fix over here next to your ear. Oops. The guard that was on it was busted, and so hence it put a big old strip right on the side of my head.
Oh,
nice.
She's like, oh my gosh. She goes, hopefully you have nothing important to do for the next week or so. And I'm like, well, this afternoon we're going and taking pre-wedding pictures up at Red Rock. Oh no.
And you know who gets mad at you? The fiance, the bride-to-be.
Yeah.
What did you do?
Because it wasn't like I needed a haircut. I just went in to make sure that it was, perfect.
Right. You wanted to look good.
Perfectly screwed up, yes.
Apparently you couldn't get a little eyebrow pencil and just fill that in, huh?
It wasn't going to work. So I just said, you know what? That side of my head just does not face the camera.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. Get my good side if you could.
If you don't mind. Great call.
But hey.
Vegas film critic Jeff Howard in studio talking about a couple of new movies coming out this weekend. Talk to him in a few minutes. 38 Special, caught up in you. 96.3 KKLZ. Every Friday at about this time, Vegas film critic Jeff Howard in studio talking about new movies coming out this weekend, and we have a few.
There's two movies opening today, and one, I know you're like, Amy Schumer, and I Feel Pretty.
Please tell me this is better than that last thing she did with Goldie Hawn.
Yeah, oh my gosh, that was terrible.
It was awful.
But I can't look at the title of this film without thinking of the song from West Side Story.
I Feel Pretty.
Or Adam Sandler, and Jack Nicholson singing in the car. Well, this is kind of like Shallow Hal, remember that movie?
Yes.
And Working Girl. So she, she works for this big cosmetic company in New York City, and she's like, it runs their online department, but she's like in the basement somewhere, not even near where the high tower is on Fifth Avenue, where all the models are doing, where everything's happening. So she finally hits her head doing one of those speed classes with what do they call them? With the bikes?
Spin classes. Yeah.
So she's on the bike, she hits her head, and when she wakes up, she thinks that all that working out has made her into a model. And here's what's the best thing about it. It's PG-13. So I love raunchy blue humor.
Right.
And, especially like Trainwreck. This movie is a lot, it's clean. It really is. There's some scenes where you're like scratching your chin,
Right.
But overall, it's not dirty, So it's really charming. She's wonderful in it. It's empowerment because, of course, by the end, she's like, it was me the whole time.
Oh, she's getting a lot of heat for the movie, too, because people are saying, because you know what? So you have to be skinny to feel pretty. No, that's...
But they resolve that. It attacks those, stereotypes head on, And that's where the humor comes from.
I'm looking forward to seeing
it. I had a good time with it. And our second film this weekend is another comedy, and it took... It's 17 years in the making, Super Troopers 2.
Really?
Yeah, and I always got Super Troopers and Reno 911 always mixed up.
Okay, so, all right.
But Super Troopers
is... It's so easy.
It is. They're all cops, right? And the first one grossed like $30 million. It was a tremendous cult hit. I thought it was very funny. It's from a group called Broken Lizard, which is a comedy troupe. There's a dispute between the Vermont and Canadian border. And so now part of America is actually in Canada. So they're patrolling this small little piece of Canada. And of course, they're all against the Americans showing up. So there's nothing but constant Canada versus America jokes, you know, all the talking, you know, and the French like that. There's funny moments. And overall, if you're a big fan, because they've been going city to city doing special screenings for all their fans, people showed up dressed in, you know, Canadian Mountie outfits. So it should do really well, even though I thought there should be more laughs in it. And you got Rob Lowe and all these big cameos in it. But overall, I didn't laugh as much as I wanted to.
Okay. All right.
Of course, follow Jeff on YouTube, Facebook, and VegasFilmCritic.com.
And next week, I'll be heading to the Turner Classic Movie Film Festival. I'll be reporting from Hollywood next week. And also, Infinity War comes out finally, the new Avengers. So that's a huge film.
Wow.
Summer has come early. And Carla, are you doing kabuki? Because your eyes...
Shut up.
Jeff, I know have a great weekend.
Fine.
8:03. Don't forget, you still have a few minutes. And the word is jam.
Yep, jam.
Like we're playing right now.
Yeah, jam.
J-A-M. J-A-M, jam. Text it off to 40772 or enter it through our website, 96.3kklz.com. Still have a few minutes to do that. Sunshine today, going to be nice today, right through the weekend. High today, 83, mid to upper 80s tomorrow, low 90s by Sunday. And no wind. They don't mention wind at all.
Fine. I'm so over the wind. Oh, my God.
The allergy's been kicking up for everybody.
Ridiculous.
It's 61 now. Another dose of cheap, trashy, chatty gossip entertainment tabloid news coming up.
Dude looks like a lady. Who the heck was Steven Tyler talking about? I will tell you.
All right. We'll find out about that plus some other stories. Entertainment news after Elton John, Benny and the Jets, 96.3.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla Rae's cheap, trashy, chatty, gossipy entertainment tabloid news.
Well, Tyne Daly has joined the cast of the Murphy Brown revival. She will play Phyllis, who would be the sister of the bar owner that was a regular on that show. Phil was the bar owner's name, played by Pat Corley, who passed away in 2006. A lot of people have died that have been on that show. The one that played Eldon, you know, that was constantly working on her house.
The painter guy?
Yep. Yeah, he died
also. That's right.
Yeah, yeah. So, I'm looking forward to seeing this, actually. I really am. I just kind of want to see how they work this whole thing.
I just hope every time they talk about a reboot, you always hope it's going to be good.
Right. You know, most
and the chemistry's still there.
Right. Most of them have been. I mean, between, you know, Will and Grace and Roseanne, it's definitely there.
Okay.
You know, whether you're fans of the show or not, it's definitely there. Desmond Child wrote the Aerosmith song, Dude Looks Like a Lady. And there was never, you know, a true story to how it happened. Well, he says, I know exactly what happened. I was there. He said, we're at a bar. And saw a gorgeous platinum mullet with a real curvy waist, white skin, black nails, and they were drawing straws to see who'd approach her. But then the supposed woman turned around. It was Vince Neil.
What?
It was Vince Neil. Yes. And Steven Tyler said, whoa, dude looks like a lady. And he kept saying, the dude looks like a lady. And that's when he wrote that song.
Wow.
I know. That's pretty funny. Actually, I can see where he'd make that mistake.
And, what did you say?
Yeah.
Dude looks like a lady. One more time. Dude looks like a lady. Hold on.
Man, dude looks like a lady.
My
jeez. Yeah. Prince. So investigators looking into his death say there are no criminal charges to be filed, which is good. Now, his estate has released the original version of Nothing Compares to You.
Since you've been gone, I can do whatever I want. I can see whomever I choose.
You know what? when Sinead O'Connor came out with this, I thought, okay, not a bad song.
Right.
I never thought of it as a Prince song, but now that I hear it more and more, Prince doing it, it seems like more of a Prince song than ever before.
Yeah.
Than more so a Sinead O'Connor song.
Right. Actually, and I thought the opposite when it came out. I thought this is really a Princey song. And then I had to read up, and I found out that he wrote it because it came out.
I didn't know that.
Around the time something else of his came out, and it was like that same feel.
Yeah.
I think we're all just used to Sinead O'Connor doing it now, but he you know, that's a Prince song.
By the way, if you want the full version, we've already put it on our Mike and Carla Morning Show page on the website, 96.3kkoz.com, so you can download it, upload it, whatever you say. But
excellent.
Okay.
For now, that's your Painfully Deep Entertainment Report, sponsored by Station Casinos, home of entertainment. They've got so many stages and so many venues, no need to go anywhere else.
8:23. I wanted to play this for you, Carla, because I know you would appreciate it. You love the IKEA.
I do.
And now, as much trouble as it is to put this stuff together.
Yes.
I guess they are testing robots that will do it for you.
Oh, thank God. Okay,
robots that will do it for you.
If that's what they need to do, fine.
But they're having problems with these robots. Listen to this one test.
Turn slot A into slot B. Rotate seat until arm S fits over. God, it doesn't fit. Doesn't fit.
Yeah.
Angry. Must break. Must smash.
Yeah, see, they're...
Oh, boy.
Even the robots are having problems with this thing.
Yes, so. I wish. I only wish.
Sounded a little bit like you.
True test of your relationship.
It
IKEA
is,
furniture.
It?
Yes, it is.
Those tickets for ZZ Top, give those away in about 10 minutes.
Uh-huh.
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, exactly. 836 on 420.
Oh, all the people that have been calling in. Hey.
I know. It's like, speed it up, would you? Jeez.
We know it's 420.
We haven't got all minute. Come on.
We gave our salute in the 6 a.m. hour.
Yes, we did.
I know that's very early for those people celebrating 420, but...
It's the only time. Mike, do you still have it? You need to... The only time you're going to probably hear Snoop.
Right.
You know?
Oh.
Played a little gin and juice earlier. You still got it?
Somewhere.
It's fine.
Pick it back up.
Close the show with it.
Maybe I'll do that. All right. Tickets for ZZ Top.
Yes.
This is going to be at the Venetian Theater over at the Venetian Wednesday. These tickets are for the 25th next week from the Cal Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. I know this is going to sound wrong, but we're going to give Carla's mouth a rest. This Friday, this morning.
Yes.
With Speak Out, a round of Speak Out Friday.
Yes. We'll hold off. We'll do it next week.
But we're doing the contest. The answer is always Z. The answer is always Z.
Z.
All right. Starting with caller number 9 right now. You want a shot to win these tickets for ZZ Top? 702-739-9636. Good luck. Patrick, you're going to play a round of The Answer is Always Z. So listen very closely. 3 out of 3, and you're a winner. Here we go. Question number 1.
All about ZZ Top. Patrick, they've had their beards since A, 1965, B, 1975, or Z, 1979.
That would be Z.
You got
it. 1979.
You know how to play it better than I do, Patrick.
All right, number 2.
Number 2, the only member without a beard is A, Billy Gibbons, B, Dusty Hill, or Z, Frank Beard.
I'm going to go with Z on that one.
And that's a trick question because Frank Beard and anyhow.
Doesn't have a beard.
Yes.
All right,
and
number 3.
I don't know if you remember this or not, but they were in Back to the Future 3. What were they? Were they A, a rock band? Were they B, a polka band? Or were they Z, a square dance band?
Z.
You got it, my friend. Good job. Yes, I know. Do-si-do.
You got the tickets. You're going to see ZZ Top next Wednesday from the Cal Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. Enjoy the show. Thanks a lot for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show. And can we get a Go Knights Go?
Go Knights Go.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Sponsored by the Western Women's Expo over at the Rio, 21st and the 22nd. Amazon added a new feature to Alexa yesterday called Skill Blueprints.
Yeah.
That's where you can program in your own questions and answers. So next time your friends are over,
yes,
you can prank them by, you know, you ask Alexa, hey, who's the ugliest person in the room? And then Alexa will say your friend's name.
You are.
And then yeah, okay. Comedy ensues and everybody laughs.
Did
and
you hear what Alexa said?
Do it again.
This is great.
Alexa.
Oh, man. We all just yell at Alexa, too. Nobody ever says, Alexa. We all yell, don't
I know.
We? Alexa.
That's why I'm surprised her first answer isn't, why are you yelling at me?
Shut up.
Guy in Florida thought there was something moving around in his ear on Wednesday. And now you're going to, you know, keep scratching
earworm,
your ear.
Real earworm, I know.
So he found a place that teaches people to do ultrasounds, and he showed up, but he showed up with a gun to make them scan him.
Oh, well, that'll do it. Okay.
So then they called the cops. He got arrested. Nobody was hurt. Everybody's safe.
Oh, so he was just a little, all right.
Well, he was on meth.
Yeah. Oh, well, there you go. He's a little wackadoodle on meth. Okay, well, sure. Why not?
That bugs me, though. I always am afraid that the thing's going to go in your ear so deep where you...
We've seen those shows. That's why. Yeah, we've seen those shows. Hey, so Earth Day this Sunday, new study found that being eco-friendly makes you more dateable. They say 78% of people on the dating app Zoosk, which I used... said they want to date someone who cares about the environment.
Nobody cares more than you.
No, I do not. I don't care about... I do. No, nobody cares more than me. I care about the environment. No, I do.
Phone lines were starting to light up.
Yeah, but I don't know if that's, you know, that's a plus. That's for sure. That's a plus.
That's sexy? Is that hot?
Yeah, it is hot. It is. Okay. Not being an axe murderer, that's hot too. Okay, but according to another Micah News survey, 61%, I love this, 61% of millennials, they can't actually... read an old school clock, you know, with hours and minute hands. They can't tell time with one of those. No, because we have our phones. That's all. You just pick it up. That's the time.
I guess the Roman numerals really screw them up, too.
Why are there letters on there? What is this?
It's a V past an X.
Is this algebra? What is this? I don't get it. And 52%, they say, I kind of know how to iron a shirt. And about 20% say, 3 feet in a yard. I think that's it. So there you go.
You know what? I get it.
Yeah,
I
guess
can't even
so.
Do that either.
Well, I think you know those things right there.
Oh, you do?
They're just simple things.
Okay.
Yeah, 3 feet in a yard. Come on. That's one of the first things you learn. Come on, people.
Don't you watch football?
Yes, exactly. Watch football. Watch sports. You'll learn a little something. It's Friday. Thank God. That is your other news.
Cheap Trick wants you to want me, 96.3 KKLZ, Mike and Carla Morning Show, as we get ready to wrap up show number 1422.
Yeah!
On 420.
There
I know, play
go.
A little bit of Snoop Dogg here.
Well, Snoop, right? Everybody.
Laid back. Got my mind, got my money, and my money on my mind.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I'm glad we celebrated or observed 420.
Same here.
6 a.m. hour. You get that out of
there. There you go, Mike.
Okay, yeah.
Right on. Gotta love the Snoopy dog dog.
Is that what you gotta do?
I love Snoop. I actually have, you're laughing. I have a lot of Snoop on my iPod.
You have a lot of stuff on your iPod.
We gotta talk about that one day. We really do.
I think I have one group on there.
Yeah, because they put it on there. They put it on and you didn't even know.
I didn't even know it.
How'd I get this U2 album?
I didn't even buy it.
The world got it, Mike.
I'm calling U2 fraud. Fraud.
Oh, my gosh. Listen, I got to thank everybody who came out last night, first of all, to the Rampart. Thank you to everybody. Apparently, all of the Hard Rock Cafe on the Strip came out.
Oh.
Manager Jason came out with his wife, Julie, Betsy and Corey, Karen, who's been listening to you since she was in high school.
Nice.
She's now been married 29 years, Mike.
Thank you. Even all combined, I don't equal 29 years.
I know.
By the way, so many people. The one question I have.
Yeah.
You know, we started the challenge at 6 a.m. yesterday.
First thing. That's so funny. A couple came up to me and just walked right over. We listen to you every morning. Have you sworn yet? I said, well, no, but that stops now. It stops right now.
You did?
I did on stage. Oh, I did. Well, there's a couple things I have to do for emphasis.
You couldn't use fudge?
No, it doesn't quite work in that one bit
It
doesn't quite play out. So... No, I didn't go all day. Today I'm going all day. I don't think I have yet.
I don't think so. Okay.
Oh.
9:42 before we kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon sponsored by Bic Flex Razors. Join the millions of guys who use Bic Flex Razors. Smooth shave, smooth price, Bic Flex. Looking forward to coming back Monday morning.
Yeah, Mike and I will have your first chance, first couple of chances to put a grand in your hand in our Beasley Media Group Nationwide Contest. And that's at 5 and 8 a.m. now. At 7 a.m., we have a huge, and I mean huge, concert announcement. You will not want to miss that. This is a biggie. This is a biggie.
All right. Anything you missed on the morning show, catch up. Keep up with the podcast of this show. Showbiz news, interviews, and more, including that Prince version of Nothing Compares to You.
Yep.
On the Mike and Carla Morning Show page. Go to our website, 96.3kklz.com. Wendy Rush coming in next. Your next chance to put $1,000 in your pants. Less than 20 minutes away. Otherwise, do have a great weekend. And remember, keep it going all weekend long.
Yes.
Be careful, be safe, and we are back Monday morning, bright and early at 5 a.m.
You've been listening to the KKLZ Morning Show.
You guys have a great day. I love listening to your show.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
You guys sound amazing. Thank you so much for getting up so early and coming and doing this today.